It's Wednesday, April 1st, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's tax season, and if you're an American, you're probably spending hours gathering documents, entering numbers into software, and paying someone to help you report information that the government already has. In Denmark, filing taxes takes about 5 minutes. The government fills in every line and sends it to you. If it looks right, you click OK. In Japan, they mail you a postcard. More than 45 countries offer some version of pre-filled returns. The United States is not one of them, and the reason has nothing to do with technology. Your employer sends the IRS your W-2 every year. Your bank sends them your 1099s. Your mortgage company reports your interest payments. Your brokerage reports your investment gains. By the time you sit down to file, the IRS already has almost everything it needs to calculate what you owe. 95% of American taxpayers receive more than 30 types of information returns that document their exact income. The government knows the numbers. It asks you to spend hours confirming them anyway. Americans spend roughly 6.5 billion hours a year preparing tax returns. They pay an estimated $10 billion to professional preparers like H&R Block, plus another $2 billion on tax software. The average American spends 13 hours and $240 filing. And this is for a process that, in most developed countries, takes less than an hour. The reason the U.S. system works this way is not complexity. It's not that American tax situations are uniquely difficult. It's that a handful of companies have spent decades making sure the government never builds a simpler alternative. The story starts in 1998. The internet was spreading, and lawmakers were pushing the IRS to modernize and get more taxpayers to file electronically. Intuit, the company that makes TurboTax, saw the threat immediately. If the government built a free online filing system, TurboTax's entire business model would collapse. The company hired Bernie McKay, a former Carter administration aide and senior AT&T lobbyist, to run corporate affairs. His first major win came that same year. Congress passed the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act of 1998, which included language, shaped by Intuit's lobbying, directing the IRS to cooperate with and encourage the private sector, rather than build its own filing system. In 2002, the Bush administration proposed something straightforward as part of a broader government technology upgrade. Give taxpayers a free, no-cost option to file their returns online through the IRS. Intuit's lobbyists went to Capitol Hill and directly to the White House. Republican lawmakers, led by TurboTax's hometown congressman, accused the IRS of making secret plans to undercut the industry. The IRS backed down. Instead of building its own system, the agency created the Free File Alliance, a public-private partnership where tax prep companies agreed to offer free filing to lower-income Americans. In exchange, the IRS agreed not to compete with the private sector. The Free File Alliance was a masterpiece of regulatory capture. Intuit and H&R Block got the IRS to promise it wouldn't build a free tool. In return, the companies offered free versions of their products to lower-income taxpayers. The catch was that the free versions were deliberately, systematically hard to find and hard to use. ProPublica discovered that TurboTax added HTML code to its free filing page, specifically Noindex and NoFollow tags, that blocked search engines from indexing it. If you Googled TurboTax free file, you couldn't find the actual free version. You'd find the commercial product instead, which would advertise the word free prominently and then reveal charges once you'd already spent an hour entering your information. The commercial product would upsell you at every step, pushing audit defense packages, maximum refund guarantees, and premium tiers that most filers didn't need. A test filing by Senator Warren's office found that a taxpayer eligible for free filing would end up paying $128 through TurboTax's free product after being upselled multiple times. In 2022, Intuit settled with state attorneys general for $141 million over these practices. The settlement worked out to about $90 per victim. Between 2008 and 2012 alone, Intuit spent over $11 million on federal lobbying, more than Apple or Amazon spent during the same period. The company lobbied against bills in 2007 and 2011 that would have allowed the IRS to offer pre-filled returns. In 2019, Congress came close to passing a law that would have permanently barred the IRS from ever creating a free online filing system. Only a public outcry, fueled by ProPublica's reporting, stopped it. Intuit's own SEC filings are remarkably honest about the strategy. In its 2012 10-K, the company told shareholders, "The risk of federal and state taxing authorities developing software or other systems to facilitate tax return preparation and electronic filing at no charge to taxpayers may cause us to lose customers and revenue." Internal company presentations obtained by ProPublica described any government initiative to simplify filing as encroachment. Employees joked that the company's real motto should be "compromise without integrity." In 2024, the IRS finally launched a pilot program called Direct File, which let taxpayers with simple returns file online directly with the government for free. Users loved it. Intuit spent nearly $4 million lobbying against it in 2023 and another $4 million in 2024. The company made donations to Republican lawmakers who then pushed to eliminate the program. By 2025, Direct File's long-term future was in doubt, with members of DOGE reportedly pushing to end it entirely. The irony runs deeper than the lobbying. Intuit itself receives substantial research and development tax credits from the federal government. The company's effective tax rate is well below the statutory 21%, in part because of tax breaks designed to encourage innovation. It is using government tax subsidies to build products that prevent the government from simplifying taxes. Ronald Reagan proposed a return-free system in 1985. "We envision a system where more than half of us would not even have to fill out a return," he said. "It was voluntary. If you didn't trust the government's math, you could fill out the forms yourself." The idea had bipartisan support. California ran a successful pilot called Ready Return in 2005 that pre-filled returns for taxpayers with simple situations. Users loved it. Intuit spent over $3 million on lobbying and political campaigns in the state to kill it. Senator Elizabeth Warren introduced the Tax Filing Simplification Act multiple times. It never made it out of committee. There is even an argument, made openly by some anti-tax advocates, that keeping tax preparation painful serves a political purpose. The more miserable the process, the more Americans resent taxes, which makes it easier to build support for cutting them. Under this logic, the suffering is the point. Meanwhile, in Denmark, the tax authority sends you a pre-filled return every year. About 80% of Danish taxpayers accept it without changes. The whole process has worked this way since the 1970s. In the Netherlands, a PBS journalist watched a Dutch executive earning $200,000 a year with two mortgages and multiple investments open a beer, go to the government's website, see every line filled in, confirm the numbers, and click OK. 5 minutes. In the US, that same person would spend days gathering documents and hundreds of dollars on software or an accountant. Taxpayers surveyed in Denmark and Sweden by Deloitte spent less than an hour on their returns. The US system is 10 times more expensive than tax systems in 36 comparable economies. Americans spend 6.5 billion hours a year on tax preparation that in most of the developed world simply doesn't exist. So if this comes up in conversation, here's how to think about it. The IRS already knows what most Americans owe. They receive the same W-2s and 1099s you do. More than 45 countries send their citizens pre-filled returns. The US doesn't, because tax prep companies have spent decades lobbying to make sure the government never builds a free alternative. Intuit alone spent over $11 million in 5 years fighting it. They hid their free filing pages from Google. They got the IRS to promise not to compete with them. And when the government finally tried a free tool in 2024, the same companies spent millions trying to shut it down. The most annoying annual ritual in American life is annoying on purpose. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.